perfectly right. And on the way, the angry mob was unusually nice. As a feeling passing through the crowd, correct my head, ain't hard around. I'm not asking for more than two.
Get at it here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I mean, a little extra time, a little extra breath or something here. Between the time that I got up a couple of hours ago and now, I sort of finished off some peaches that were in the refrigerator.
Yes.
And I think they're, for me, it really takes a lot of work to get rid of something that's in the refrigerator. I don't like to throw anything away. Must be my German or whatever.
Did you eat like something moldy? Or
there were some peaches left in a jar that had been open for a while.
Oh, like canned peaches.
Yeah, right. Hmm. And I think that there was.
So you probably just have botulism.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
Were they still in the can?
I'll be fine. Well, they were in the can. They were in the jar. I don't buy stuff in cans.
Right.
Because you've heard me rail about that for a long time. I just don't.
All right,
like,
so maybe it's not botulism then.
Well, it's probably. It's something that didn't smell good after. As I put
and
it in my mouth.
And you still ate it?
I just thought I'd. My
Why
head
did you spit it out?
Stomach. I probably am going to wish that I had. Thank you for suggesting
I understand
that.
You have a strong stomach, but sometimes the things don't taste good. Life's too short. You just got to go.
Throw it out. Let's say hi to our friends at Bakersfield listening to Good Day program today. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Also the folks who are all over the state of South Carolina. Our friends in Omaha and around the state of Nebraska. Akron, Ohio, Eastern Ohio, the Rubber City. I always loved being, you know why they call it the Rubber City? Akron?
Why?
Because there are a lot of plants there that make tires.
Rubber tree plants?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're welcome. I gave that one to you.
Yes,
that was a freebie.
Yes. Hello, Pennsylvania. We're hot here today, considering how cold it was yesterday at this time. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think about this week's polar vortex? I think it sucks. Is that one of the check? We don't have that here.
I was going to put that. I thought it was a little too negative.
Oh, really? Okay. It proves climate change is real. B, it was brutal and I'm glad it's over. C, it was a lot of news media hype. And D, what's the big deal? It's winter after all. Yes, it is. And yes, it has been. And yes, it will be. It's warming up here. It was warm yesterday in California.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. If you actually pull that peach up on the air, I want you to shut your mic off, please.
No, I probably won't do that. I have a little.
I'm a little worried about you. I feel.
Nah, I'll be fine.
Okay.
A little whiplash. I'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. So yesterday's poll. Would you be interested
so
in a
we're not
watch?
In the same place today.
That lets you know when you're going to die. Talking about things that weren't very positive yesterday, Kenny. So what carried the day? 39% of you who responded to that poll at DougSteffen.com said, no, it's morbid. 24% of you said, maybe depending on when it says I'll die. 20% of you said, maybe depending on how much it costs. And 17% of you said, yep, it's great inspiration to make every moment count. How about this as an inspiration? It's a great inspiration to get you to eat the right things and exercise and do right by your body. And also the world that you live in, your family needs you. So don't be messing your life up. Okay, there's a little word to the wise, and sometimes that's sufficient. Speaking of living, a lot of smoking news today. The business of e-cigarettes is one thing. I noticed that the state of Washington, is this Washington State or Washington, D.C.? Oregon. Latest to ban smoking in cars. News media outlets reporting as they look at some of the new laws that have taken effect this week. I did not see this until last night on the plane. Oregon has banned smoking in cars if there are children in the car. I don't see anything wrong with that. You?
That one hurts me. I don't know.
My libertarian streak says, why do we have to have a law?
I know. Protectively with kids, because I love children.
That's a good thing.
In
contrast to people who hate children.
Well, no. I mean, I love, you know, I hate seeing, what I guess I should rephrase, I hate seeing people smoking in a car with a kid. I mean, we've all seen that. And
I don't like to see people smoking at all.
But at the same time, I hate these laws. I really do. I don't like these laws.
Hate is a lousy word.
Shouldn't we be able to trust people? Shouldn't we be able to train people to do the right thing?
We're raising a culture of el stupidos. We have to have the government for everything. The government says this. The government says that. We have brought this on ourselves. Brought it all on.
I mean, we're
ourselves.
So addicted to government to tell us what to do and what not to do.
So let's see here.
It should be common sense.
Arkansas, California, Hawaii, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Utah, Puerto Rico, Guam, the places where you cannot smoke when children are in a car. And the government says it's because of serious health dangers. Really? Wow. That government of ours, they're really doing a great job, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one could have figured out that having smoking in cars was going to hurt children. The government needed to do that. Good for you.
Kind of sad, really.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. Let's see here. Smoking in cars when foster children are being transported is prohibited in
talking about the details now.
Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, Maine, Maryland, Montana.
You grew up your own kids, but
New Jersey,
kids.
Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Vermont, Washington, and Wyoming. Wow. Heavy stuff. All right, more smoking news. There is the smoking guns to the smoking news. This e-cigarette thing, that isn't going to go away.
So many people that I know have them.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get you healthy. Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. Is that enough?
Yeah.
800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus at 800-577-8560. Boosts nitric oxide levels. Keeps your blood pressure where it needs to be. Everybody over the age of 40 needs to be on Heart Factors Plus. It's really that simple. 800-577-8560. Let's see if you'll take my advice.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Parents know best. We are featuring tips from parents like we did last year, inviting you to post on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, what parents know best about how to handle some of the things that are important, sort of common sense best health tips for the cold and flu season. You can visit Exergen.com for more information. You can go on the Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, and give us the insight that you have. Grandparents know best as well. So You're a grandparent. You have some tips. You are invited. Post your best health tips for the cold and flu season at Doug Steffen, not at DougSteffen.com, but at Twitter or Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And as if it wasn't good enough that we were giving away every week blankets and thermometers to people who send in the best tips, we also have started this week a $1,000 winter getaway gift card program, which you can check out at Exergen.com as well. So you could win $1,000 in a getaway gift package. Go someplace that's warm. So you want to check that out. It's the Doug Steffen good way of saying have a good, safe winter. This portion of Good Day brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read? Has been proven to be same in a lot of published studies. It's better than any other thermometer. So this cold season, make sure you have one for your family. I've got one, and you ought to have one of those as well. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. The deep freeze this week could cost our country $5 billion. $5 billion. A lot of Americans haven't been able to drive, haven't been able to fly, haven't been able to get to work, haven't been able to take the train, no vacations, shopping has been screwed up. It was just quiet as could be. When I went into the LAX, I get on now the pre-screen thing, so I don't have to stand in line.
Oh, did you do that? Good for you.
So, they did it automatically. I didn't do anything. I was surprised. But last month or so, I've had the thing, and apparently that's because, I guess it's because I've been through there so many times.
Actually, you know what it is?
What is it?
You're going to hate me.
I am?
It's your age.
I don't.
You don't like the word hate, I know, but it is your age because my cousin Sharon.
How do they know
Sharon,
how old I am? They know how old I am.
I think what they do, because they check your ID and stuff like that. I think they might have it in their records, and you do have to put it in with the airline.
Really?
Because my cousin Sharon got the same one, and she asked about it, and they said they're starting to do that for people, I think, over 65 or something.
Really? Isn't that swell? 21
lucky
after
guy.
Today.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This was, this wasn't even a song. The singing in here. A fellow who identified himself as C.W. McCall, but that wasn't his real name. Kenny, do you remember? Why would you remember what his real name is? But it was some sort of simple name. This seemed to fit with the message of the time. Convoy was number one during this week in 1976. And it's basically the story of the old, at this point, a lot of people were using two-way radios, cars, trucks, that sort of thing, and it was a big, and so, again, the stories that were told were a result of what guys in trucks could see when they were looking down at the cars they were passing. Now, crank this up for a minute.
Yeah, he's home dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge.
This was Smokey and the Bandit that brought this about, wasn't it? Isn't this about the time of Smokey and the Bandit?
Yep, just before.
I know.
You know who it is?
C.W.
McCall?
I knew who it was, but I don't remember.
Chip Davis from Mannheim Steamroller.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so now you know the rest of that story, folks. The Convoy record is not a song. It's a record. It was number one this week, 1976. Let's move now our attention around back to Television People's Choice Awards last night. Jennifer's going to have that story for us in the next half hour. Who won? Actually, quite a few items of interest from the various award shows or people that are interested.
And people actually showed up. Sometimes they don't come to the People's Choice Awards, but there were some
the
stars
first
there.
One. Yeah. All right, so let's go to the stars last night. Late night shows, starting with Conan O'Brien. Have a joke or two.
Critics are accusing President Obama now of having attention deficit disorder. They're saying he has attention deficit disorder. The president responded to the accusations by saying, "That's ridiculous. Look, a bird." A member of Congress said that unemployment benefits basically pay people to not work. Yeah. He said the only people who should be paid for not working are members of Congress.
Do you hear the story today? I love this story. Man in Australia had to be rescued by police, firemen, and paramedics when he got stuck naked inside a top-loading washing machine.
Oh.
No, the guy said he got into the washing machine naked because he wanted to jump out and surprise his wife. Guys, let me tell you something. You want to surprise your wife in the laundry room? Try doing a load of laundry, okay? Believe me, she will be stunned. She will be shocked.
You know, Dennis. Dennis Rodman, basketball, tremendous defensive basketball player. And now, what he does is he gets former NBA stars and he takes them to evil dictatorships around the world.
Oh yes.
And he's buddied up with Kim Jong Un.
Right.
And so, for Kim Jong Un's birthday, what he did was he got together some all stars to go over there to play a game on Kim Jong Un's birthday. And next week, he's coming to my house for my son's bar mitzvah. I'm so excited. I mean, I can hardly wait. And there was one moment at Kim Jong-un's birthday. He was a little disappointed. He says, hey, where is the birthday gift from my uncle? Oh, never mind.
The White House is planning to air some ads for Obamacare during the Winter Olympics next month. It makes sense if you think about it. Obamacare went downhill fast, left people cold, but then somehow it managed to skate by. That's good marketing right there. In fact, the Olympics are a lot like Obamacare, you know, because they both take around 4 years to get it together.
Not what we said for that. All right, so anyway, there is a moment or two in your life which we can devote to telling you what happened at the People's Choice Award. People's Choice Award last night, plus the BAFTA nods are out. That'll be exciting.
Bathtub nods.
BAFTA. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, is Colorado right to legalize and regulate marijuana?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
No, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Here's today's Both Sides question. Is there a left-right consensus possible that Colorado is right to legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana sales?
Yes, absolutely. I think we've gone way too far in the war on drugs in this country, and this is the beginning of a more rational adjustment. Doesn't mean I support people smoking marijuana or think smoking marijuana is a good idea, but there are lots of things I don't support that are legal to do in this country.
Rich said it. There are lots of things that aren't good for you that you wouldn't encourage people to do, but that doesn't mean that we ought to lock them away for years in prison if they do it. There's something kind of ridiculous about the government deciding that a certain plant ought to be illegal. My position is if it grows in the ground, it's fair game.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Rich Lowry.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jennifer is her given name. Kenneth is his given name. We are here to report to you in hopefully an informative and sometimes amusing way on the big stories of the day. Let's see what we can check off of our list.
Okay.
All right, let's get rid of Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Gonzo. Let's get rid of Dennis Rodman.
All right.
Yes.
Let's get rid of the weather story.
It's warming up a little.
Yeah, it is. No, it's warming up. Actually, going to be 60 here on the East
really?
Coast on Sunday. Yeah.
That's right. Pretty warm.
Up into the upper 30s now, low 40s, and in the 50s tomorrow, and it's having it's global warming. It's having its impact on us here. Yeah, no. Okay, here's something new. Chris Christie.
Oh, Bridgegate.
Yes. Da-da-da-dun.
I love the names for everything. Okay, so Bridgegate.
Wait, wait,
yes.
Hold on a second.
There we go.
Okay. So, as near as I can figure, we have a young lady who's a little aggressive named Bridget Ann Kelly, who calls up the fellow who runs the bridge named David Wildstein and says, time for some traffic. Okay. So, what does that mean? How immature just is this on the surface? And the more important thing, of course, that all the politicos want to know is the New Jersey governor complicit in this? Mm-hmm. Is he a bully?
I've seen people in social media compare this to Benghazi, actually.
Really?
Yes.
They need to get a life.
Not to discount. I mean, he probably was in the wrong. I would say Chris Christie was probably in the wrong. And
in the wrong
probably,
about what?
But he should probably own it. Well, I think he knew what was going on. He's saying he didn't, that it was like a staffer or something, right?
Yeah, well, why would he know what was going on? You know everything that all the people in your business do? Every single day, every single minute?
No, but I should.
You don't think
I'm still responsible for what they do if I run a company.
Yeah, right. Well, to a point. I think that that's a little unrealistic to expect that. And frankly, I think it's unrealistic. It may be that it proves that ultimately that he is involved. They'll go up through the emails and check all that stuff out, call the NSA, see what they can find. But if he's not, if he didn't tell her to do it, then he's off the hook. If she did it on her own, if there's some conversation that has no record, you're not going to nail him. I think he's smarter than that, frankly.
I do, too, and he wants to run for president.
Well, even though that doesn't mean you're smart.
You know, but it means that you...
Even they win president's elections that aren't very bright.
It may not mean you're smart, but it means you're going to try not to be too stupid if you're trying to run for president. Because you would hope. But people have looked at this, oh, my gosh, like raw meat. I know you were on a plane yesterday, but if you were on Twitter and Facebook, you'd see the pro-Christian see people who are like, this isn't anything like Benghazi, and then the people on the other side say, oh, this is like Benghazi. It was like a big, gigantic piece of raw meat for it's, Twitter yesterday.
If it's that, if it's raw meat. But it isn't, I don't see. This is much ado about nothing, even if it was proven that these people, I mean, Bridget Ann Kelly seems to be complicit in this, and David Wildstein seems to be complicit in this. What I want to know is how they find there was an investigation into why there was so much traffic. So that shows that whoever was involved in this is pretty naive. Christie is not naive. He wouldn't have let this go on as long as it did had he known or been involved in it directly. I don't see that, because it would be too easy then to follow the trail, follow the breadcrumbs, and it would lead right to his desk. Especially knowing what kind of an appetite he's got. A lot of
breadcrumbs. Oh, come on.
Da-da-da-da.
You had to take it there, didn't you?
All right, anyway. So I don't, there's a lot of belittling going on both sides here, a lot of gall. I'm not buying that he's involved. Am I naive? Yep, I've been known to be naive. And I am not necessarily a Christie. If it were between Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie, I'd have a hard time figuring out who to vote for.
Here's a shocking news. Are you ready? Get ready, Michael. Here's a shocker. I wouldn't.
No, I'm not. So, now that we've dispensed with Dennis Rodman and the People Department, how about we bring Jennifer Lauren into the...
Jennifer Lawrence?
No, Lauren. L-A-U-R-E-N.
Got it. Okay.
She is the niece of Ralph.
Lauren.
She pled guilty yesterday to being drunk and abusive aboard a Delta Airlines flight. Fined $2,700. The flight had to be diverted to Shannon, Ireland, after she unleashed an expletive-laced rant against members of the crew. It all started out when a flight attendant found her crying because her seat would not recline.
I felt like crying before when my seat would not recline.
When the attendant tried to help her, she snapped, "Get the F out of my face," and got more progressively abusive.
So they, wait a second. So they actually landed the plane because she was crying about her seat reclining?
The pilot came out of the cockpit, and she called him an a-hole.
Oh, gotta land the plane.
So the diversion cost Delta $43,000.
I'm not sure I feel sorry for them about this.
Delta?
No. Why would they divert a plane because some drunk girl's upset about her seat reclining and called the pilot an a... There wasn't more. She didn't, like, get violent, slap anybody, threaten anybody.
The definition of abusive apparently was verbally abusive.
Oh, please.
Get the F out of my face and you're an a-hole.
So we're going to land the plane. Are we really that big of a society of wusses now?
I would hope not. But we are. We are wusses and wimps.
$43,000?
Yeah.
That's going to go into our ticket prices, Dougie.
No, it's not, because I don't fly Delta.
Well, if you did, it'll go into mine if I do.
Yeah, huh? Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, she works for her uncle as a jewelry designer.
Hmm.
41 years old. You think she'd be old enough to know.
Oh, my gosh, she's 41 and she's crying about a recliner?
I know.
She apparently got into it with one of the air hostesses.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, did you just say air hostesses?
I'm reading the story out of a
Are you politically correct now? They're no longer flight attendants.
They said air hostesses.
No. Please go back and say it again.
Air hostesses. All right. Let's get to what have you been drinking this morning?
Air hostesses.
Air hostesses. All right. The People's Choice Awards
stewardess
handed out last night. Looks like Gravity took home a bunch of honors. So would you like to go through and do the honors, Jen?
No, because my seat won't recline. My air hostess is being mean.
Okay.
Air hostess, please give me some tea. Okay, favorite movie at the People's Choice Awards last night, Dougie, was Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3. No, we've got enough of that.
All right, favorite movie actor is Johnny Depp. That's good. Favorite movie actress, Sandra Bullock. She's very likable. She had a nice year. Favorite action movie, Iron Man 3. There you go. Favorite horror movie, Carrie. Wasn't that an old movie? I guess they redid it. Favorite thriller is Now You See Me. Favorite dramatic movie was Gravity. Favorite dramatic movie actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. Favorite comedic movie was The Heat. Favorite family movie, Despicable Me 2. Favorite movie duo, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. He could be my duo anytime. Favorite action movie star was Robert Downey Jr. Favorite comedic movie actor, Adam Sandler. Why?
That wasn't me. I didn't do that.
That wasn't me either.
As much as I feel like doing it, it wasn't me.
Who keeps doing that? Favorite comedic movie actress is Sandra Bullock. She won like every award possible last night.
Good.
Dramatic movie actress, Sandra Bullock. Now on the television side, network TV comedy was Two Broke Girls. Comedic TV actor was Chris Coffer. Comedic TV actress, Kaley Cuoco. Oh, Dougie, favorite network TV drama, Good Wife.
Yep.
Favorite dramatic TV actor was Josh Charles. Favorite dramatic TV actress was Stanya Katic from Castle, likable.
Yep.
Favorite actress in a new TV series, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Competition reality show was The Voice. Cable TV drama, The Walking Dead. This award show must have lasted years.
Right.
Favorite cable TV actress was Lucy Hale. Favorite series we miss most was Breaking Bad. Favorite new TV comedy, Super Fun Night. TV drama, Rain. Sci-fi fantasy TV actress, Kristen Kreuk. American Horror Story was a favorite TV miniseries. Beauty and the Beast, favorite sci-fi fantasy TV show. Should continue? Good
the
Lord.
The space flick Gravity got the most nominations for the annual BAFTA Awards. What does BAFTA mean?
British.
Oh, that's right, the British film. It's a British Oscars, right? So Sandra Bullock is up there as well on the top of that list. Captain Phillips and 12 Years a Slave. I've not seen... When 12 Years a Slave came out, in the last month or so?
Mm-hmm. You might want to come over to my house because I might have a screener of that.
Really? Mm-hmm. When are you going to do that?
Whenever you want.
Okay. American Hustle, I want to see that.
I do, too. I have a screener of that, too.
I want to see Captain Phillips.
I have a screener of that, too.
Have you? I want to see Wolf of Wall Street. I'm going to go see that, I think, Sunday.
You know, I decided not to see that because I think it has too much cussing, too much nudity and drugs for me.
Really? I don't need the cussing or the drugs, but the nudity.
Nudity's okay. I hear it's very gratuitous. You know which movie I really have enjoyed this year is Philomena. Was that nominated for anything?
Yes. Yeah, Best Picture. It was nominated Best Picture.
I think you would really like
it.
Plus,
that
it
about?
Gives it a little rant to the Catholic Church, so I know how you like those movies.
Okay, sure. I'll go see that. 12 Years a Slave was named Best Picture at the Vancouver Film Critics Award yesterday. So it's the same. It's all the same stuff. Round and around it goes.
I want, Anchorman 2 to win an Oscar or a BAFTA at some point. Is that possible?
Anchorman 2?
Or, just something, The Heat. Something that's not serious and messagey. I would just like, something fun to win.
If the critics are involved.
Never.
Probably.
You have to, cry your eyes out for a movie to be considered for something now.
Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. You can reach us by dialing 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Ken or Doug at DougSteffens.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What do we have going on our social media, Kenny?
Let's see. Go past the stuff we've already talked about. Lots of conversation about Colorado's new marijuana law. Pam says, when are other recreational drugs going to be in stores, or is this just a benefit for one kind of drug addict? Joe says, prohibition was founded on ignorance. Legalize.
Really?
I don't think you've heard my new theory about this, have you, Dougie?
I probably haven't, Jennifer. I'm sure I'd like to hear it, though.
So, the more I think about the legalization of marijuana, I always feel like the government just gives us... I'm getting a little distrustful of the government in my older ages.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah, or you rubbing off on me. I don't know. But do you think it's possible that the government is allowing us now legalized marijuana so that they can collect our DNA samples when they pull you over? Now they're going to swab you instead of doing a breathalyzer so that they can test you for too much marijuana, Xanax, cocaine. They're going to start doing these swabs. Do you think that's the government trying to get our DNA? And do you think that little bit of freedom we got has now led to more government control and ultimately them collecting more information on us?
What a thought. Could you imagine?
I'll tell you why I don't think so.
You're making fun of me.
Why, not me?
I doubt that's going on because the police are the ones who are going to be doing the swabs. And for them to be able to keep all that information and get it to the right people, they have enough trouble just dealing
But they're keeping your DNA. I mean, what's inside your mouth? But how do you prove DNA? You get a swab. So not only are they going to be, they can have your DNA information, which they could keep, and they probably will. Like, they keep your fingerprints when you go into the system in case you're needed it and you're wanted at any other crime scene. They're keeping it somewhere.
Yeah, only if they keep it correctly, though. You see something in the news almost every day about different crime labs all over the country that have messed things up so bad that all of the caseload are thrown out. I can't imagine that they're going to be able to handle that DNA on everybody.
Well,
I can't see it.
Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. By the way, you can check out the highlights from last night's People's Choice Award stories at DougStephan.com. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBite.com senior editor David Gregg with a sneak peek from CES 2014. Debuting in spring 2014, Panasonic's Life Plus Screen AX800 series 4K LED LCD televisions feature 65 and 58 inch models. Life Plus Screen TVs provide personalization by learning user preferences and recommending content. An info bar feature displays a clock, weather forecast, and message notifications. This TV remembers any user and their viewing preferences with the use of facial recognition and proximity sensor technology. iHome's IBN 26 NFC Bluetooth stereo system allows easy wireless pairing. Big sound is delivered by the 360-degree Resonate speaker. Features include a speakerphone with echo cancellation and USB charging input. iHome's award-winning IB12 Sport earbuds will deliver superior sound, convenience, and safety during your workouts thanks to their lightweight design and LED safety flasher. Brothers Scan and Cut is the world's first hobby cutting machine featuring a built-in scanner. It can copy any image, photo, or hand-drawn sketch and turn it into a unique cutting design without the need of a computer special software or pricey cartridges. The Scan and Cut allows you to produce unique scrapbooks, greeting cards, quilts, and crafts. It can cut virtually any substrate, including fabric. Samsung's Sleek Chef Collection 4-door refrigerator is the first premium appliance to be developed with Samsung Club de Chefs. Samsung's triple cooling system keeps food fresher longer by creating separate airflows for optimal cooling performance. The Fridge in freezer section allows specific temperature control. Boasting 34 cubic feet makes it the industry's largest. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message.
Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Microphone switch is an important thing, a cog in the wheel of the discussion on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. 1914. My sister Linda is 70 today. She'll be happy to announce that on the air. Maybe we should call her. Maybe we'll call her later on. Right? Wish her a happy birthday. How do you sing? How about how many candles you putting on the cake, sis, today?
Is she the one who's an air hostess?
Yes.
She's an air hostess.
She's an air hostess, right.
Should we ask her if that's just weird?
Actually, yeah, we can do that. We'll call her later on. Meanwhile, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day at 54 past the hour. We'll start with Shelley Palmer. We'll get a report from Holland Cook at the Consumer Electronics Show as well. But Shelley, first with you, talks about a device for dogs that supposedly translates a dog's barking into human speech. Man, I want to know about this. Stand by.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, ever wonder what your dog is saying when he starts barking wildly in the middle of the night? If a current Indiegogo campaign is successful, you may soon have your answer. A new device called No More Woof is a canine-sized headset which connects EEG recorders to a Raspberry Pi computer and a loudspeaker. The headset supposedly allows iconic current flows into your dog's brain to transmit his barks into human speech. ST, the company behind No More Woof, thinks it can get a product to market within a few years. The company's made a $65 model that supposedly can distinguish between thoughts, including tiredness and curiosity, with more ambitious and powerful devices yet to come. While the company has achieved some results, it knows it still has a lot of work to do and is still far away from a massively produced product. I guess you'll have to wait a few more years to figure out what Fido's saying. Or you could just guess. It's probably just a squirrel. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, there are 20,000 conventions a year in Las Vegas, and the CES is the big one. Holland Cook is among 150,000 tech followers exploring 2 million square feet of new technology at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
It's not just a gadget show here in Las Vegas. Consumer Electronics Association CEO Gary Shapiro calls CES all aspects of the tech ecosystem, and he unveiled an initiative to help returning servicemen and women find tech jobs. USTechVets.org. Cisco CEO John Chambers told us that 50% of the world's population now lives in cities, 60% soon, and 30% of all city traffic is looking for a parking space. Barcelona, Spain is saving and making big bucks with smart parking. And Barcelona's mayor joined Chambers on stage to explain how, and then mayors from around the world visit to learn how this and other high-tech initiatives make Barcelona more efficient and livable and create jobs. At 2014 CES, I'm Holland Cook. On Good Day.
We're gauging what you think about the polar vortex over at DougStevin.com. Does it prove climate change is real? Was it brutal? Are you glad it's over? Was it a lot of hooey? Let us know. You can chime in at DougStevin.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.